Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Okay, let's get started. You'll have to bear with me. I'm still a little fuzzy.
So, what do you want to do?
You're going to have an amazing, amazing time.
This could be the best thing that's ever happened to us.
No.
I'm actually kind of ready to party right now.
Let's go wild.
Now you're talking.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, May 5th. Otherwise known as Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. How about you, Husker Nick? How's it going?
Very good. How are you guys?
We are ready to go with a Cinco de Drinko type of day.
I do love Cinco de Mayo.
It is a lot of fun.
I'm excited. I might go stop by Tipsy Tina's in the Haymarket later on today.
Oh, nice. They did a really nice job in there.
See what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll have a little street celebration out there to celebrate Mexican-American culture. So
seriously.
Yeah, and their food's amazing. So.
Yeah. Very good.
But also, don't forget, there are plenty of local businesses here to all throughout Lincoln if you aren't in the Haymarket area.
Quite a few great places you can go to.
Go spend your money at.
Just go and celebrate however you want to celebrate. We're going to actually get some cactus.
Oh yeah,
maybe some street tacos.
That's a good idea. Someone's gonna have like a major night out at Cactus with that $100 gift card.
Oh yeah, you hear about this, Husker Nick?
No.
So we're giving away a $100 gift card to Cactus.
Here we go.
And all you have to do is go on to the Kix Facebook page.
Right, KX969. Yes.
Hang on, I'm going.
Okay. KX969. Go to the Facebook.
Now,
page.
Now what do I do?
You're going to tell us which kind of margarita do you like.
On ice or frozen?
Mango. What?
No, on ice or frozen.
On ice or frozen.
Oh.
That's literally all you have to do is tell us.
And the correct answer is yes. Isn't that right?
right.
It's just all of them?
Two. I'll take two.
Now, we argued about this
two, please.
Yesterday. Coriel doesn't. She thinks that blended is crap, and she's all about the ice.
Yeah, it's always on ice with salt around the rim. And, of course, JP likes the blended with sugar around the rim.
Either way.
They're both great.
Yeah, exactly.
We're fighting over the easiest stuff. Like, this is cake.
This isn't easy.
You're right.
That is so good. Either way. But, yeah, I like mango margaritas.
Oh, yeah,
mango margaritas are pretty yummy.
They're my
yummy.
Fave. Yeah. But when I get them, I have to have them blended.
See?
Mango
are you
is
serious?
Blended. Regular, like a regular margarita, like traditional, I like on ice. But a mango or a strawberry
you
margarita.
You like it because it tastes like a sorbet to you, probably.
There's alcohol in it. I don't know.
I get it.
It's whatever.
The sweeter but, ones, I suppose.
Yeah, for some reason. But no, and I like sugar on the rim, not salt.
So, that's two
Quit
of us.
Quit pointing at me, JP.
Two of us.
I get I'm not it. A big major point.
Although I don't put salt on anything.
I don't
like my wife
anymore.
When she cooks, it's not really that much salt, but it's salty to me because I don't add salt to anything.
God, I add salt and like hot sauce to anything.
Yeah, hot sauce, sure. You put salt on your salt just in case it needs more salt.
Yeah, I put tahine on just about everything.
Nice.
What's
nice.
That?
Nice.
Tahine is it's like chili peppers. It's like ground chili pepper and lime. And salt.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own.
Like you can put it on like fruits and
festive
corn
dinner
and
tonight.
Stuff. You are?
Oh, yeah, we make
it. Oh, yeah. It'd be street tacos. I got the meat already cooking.
Nice.
So that'll be good. And it's up in the crock pot.
Awesome.
And we'll do some street tacos and some stuff. My kids love tacos. So we do.
So party
taco
at Nick's
Tuesday,
house.
Taco Wednesday.
Now, are you a hard shell or soft shell taco family?
My kids like hard shells because they're kids, and then I like street tacos, so I like the little
tiny little guys.
Yep.
You can just shove right
and then
in
the
mouth.
The key to a good street taco, in my opinion, is the pineapple. You get tiny little pineapples, and then I smoke them out on the grill, and then bring them back in. They're good.
Oh God, I'm looking up street tacos right now.
When you go to Tipsy Tina's, ask for the sweet potato street taco. So good.
If people haven't been, not that we're not being paid to advertise for them or anything, but If you guys haven't been in there, first of all, that's a gorgeous space. I love the way that restaurant looks with all the wood and everything.
It is cool.
And it's been a lot of different things, but they did a great job in there of making it look just really nice. It's a great place.
Yeah. It looks like a totally different spot in there. So if you've been in there before, like back in the day when it was like Yowie's and things like that, if you've been there back in the day, it was Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
It honestly does look a lot different. Well, so give it a chance.
And it helps that the owner is such a freaking good dude. So.
Yeah. That always balances things out a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right. So however you're going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, make sure you jump on our Facebook page and get your chance at $100 to Cactus for the next time you go out.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Also today coming up, a question of whether you even work here. We'll talk with Gabe and Bridget, and they want us to settle something from inside the bedroom between them. And then crazy things falling from the sky. And more free tickets.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Seriously. What the f***? Picture life.
So when we talk about things in Florida, we either get stupid criminals or diabolical ones. And I've got two diabolical ones for you today.
Okay.
We start with the Grennan family, which made and sold MMS, sodium chloride and water, and then when ingested, turns into industrial strength bleach, commonly used for water treatment and textile cleaning.
Okay, hold on. They sold it. So is this like a street drug?
They were selling this as a miracle cure for COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
And other ailments.
Okay. Did it work?
They claimed that the stuff could cure cancer, autism, AIDS, and a bunch of other things.
Wow.
The family made and sold this insanely dangerous chemical under a religious entity called the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing.
This sounds like it's going to end up on my true crime podcast that
probably.
I listen to.
All of this probably will. Real.
So how many people are buried in their backyard?
Right. They apparently... the family should have stopped selling this miracle cure, which causes severe vomiting, diarrhea, and low blood pressure, when the Justice Department told them back in spring of 2020. The family ignored the warning, generating $1 million in sales.
Whoa, people really were buying into this thing.
Yes, they were.
They're like a modern-day snake oil salesman.
Pretty much.
What?
And now the family, the entire family, is facing life in prison for a conspiracy to commit fraud and a bunch of other charges.
One way to get rid of your entire family.
Oh my God. This is terrible.
Good Lord. Right. They're a bad, bad family. Don't believe that miracle cure. And then,
oh my God, thank you, JP. I'm still so shocked. I'm sorry. That is so extremely terrible.
I don't believe that.
They're a terrible group of people.
I thought it was going to come in. Okay. So it is a pill form?
No, it's a liquid.
Oh, it's like a liquid. It's like drops.
Yeah.
So you're like literally drinking bleach.
Like the holistic stuff that people are like, hey, just take
it looks like a giant bottle of eye drops, is what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I did not use MMS.
And then earlier in the year, I had mentioned about this rigging of a homecoming election that was happening in Florida.
When
you think of somebody being arrested for multiple felonies and the phrase "will be tried as an adult" is used, serious crimes come to mind. But actually, this was a teenager and her mom in Pensacola. They rigged the school election for homecoming queen. Emily Rose Grover and her mother, Laura Rose Carroll, are facing charges of unlawful use of two-way communication device, criminal use of personally identifiable information, offenses against users of computers, and the conspiracy to commit multiple felonies.
Man, offending people who use computers is probably the worst one of those.
Also, impossible. Like,
no, it's not. It's super easy. Haven't you ever been on Twitter? Like, all you gotta do is make some hot take like, I don't like Marvel movies, and then you'll get attacked for 6 straight days.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. You'll get a bill in the mail for emotional damages.
So investigators found back in October that hundreds of votes for the school's homecoming court were flagged as fraudulent, including 117 of them having the same IP address. And the evidence led them to believe that the mom, her cell phone and computer at her home, where she allegedly cast multiple votes for her daughter, were used so she could win.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, she confessed that she had used her mom's, the daughter then said she used her mom's school system access as an assistant principal for years.
Girl, that's where you do not say anything right. else.
No, you just sit there.
So she's been expelled. Her mother's been suspended, and each are now facing a maximum of 16 years in prison.
Oh, wow. My God.
Because she's just turned 18, like when she was being arrested, she will be tried as an adult.
I mean, I understand that you compromise, like, personal records.
Right.
But that's aggressive. it was stupid, what they used it for. But I guess it'd be hard to prove, you know, that they wouldn't use the information
in some other malicious
way.
For,
like, other, like, yeah. you know, terrible right. things. But right. still, is this it's the like, beginning to of try a... to send that like, teenager but to it, prison.
But is this the beginning of her life of crime? I mean,
well,
this
who
is
knows?
What
you can't tell.
Probably super villain.
Right.
No doubt.
Who
yeah,
knows?
You're right. Yeah, makings of a super villain.
She sounds super dangerous.
Homecoming queen super villain. That yeah. sounds yeah. like a she has, show like, the on makeup, Freeform.
The makeup dripping down her face. That's her yeah. costume is the crown.
There's already a show like that. It's called Scream Queens. Come on.
Coming very good. Next. Go! This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right. Coming up, we'll get you the nitty gritty from Music City. We'll get you some good things to start your day. And a chance to win your way to Cinco de Mayo tastiness.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
Kix 96.9.
Well, I've got the rundown on how Luke Bryan found out about the baby rumor. Ingrid Andress to be featured in a new Amazon film and new music and tours to watch for.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, Luke Bryan stopped by the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Okay.
And he wanted to share some big news. First of all, he's set to star in a new docuseries called Luke Bryan, My Dirt Road Diary for IMDb TV. So that'll primarily address struggles throughout his life and career and challenges he's had to face, the road to success, that type of thing. And now mm-hmm. it's a popular thing for a lot of artists to have like a crew following them around documenting their life,
right,
which is neat. So that's going to be kind of all rolled into that.
Fun.
But while he was there, of course, Ellen had to ask him about the rumor of him fathering Maren Morris's child, Hayes.
Wait,
which
what?
Is obviously not a real thing. We talked about that a while ago on Nitty, how Maren Morris woke up to some news headline where they said that Luke Bryan was the father of baby Hayes and the husband of hers, I believe. Which is obviously not true. Her husband is Ryan Hurd,
right.
and that is mm-hmm. Hurd's child. But this is the conversation with Ellen from Luke Bryan.
I'm having coffee, and my mother calls me, and she goes, I'm sitting here reading some gossip thing, which I don't know how she subscribes to an online gossip thing anyway. And then I was even, she goes, it says you're Maren Morris, you fathered Maren Morris's child. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I do not need this today.
I can't even imagine.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Just trying to like go about your day, have right. a little bit of coffee, and then finding out you may or may not have.
And it's his mom, of course.
Fathered
his mom's
her child.
Like, I heard this thing on
his,
the interwebs.
His mom is so funny.
Oh, she's so adorable. Cool.
So Ingrid Andress will be featured in a new short film produced by Amazon. And that comes out next week on May 14th. It's called A Lady Like That, directed by Lauren Dunn, okay. which is like a title of one of Ingrid's songs, isn't it?
Lady Like That, I think so, yeah.
I think so. Hmm. Anyways, Ingrid says, quote, the film just explains where I'm coming from as far as being a woman in country music and a new artist. And how she thinks, you know, country music is going through a pretty different time right now and figuring out what that looks like and stuff. So there's going to be like never before seen home videos mixed in, interviews and things like that. So
Ladylike is her song.
Oh, Ladylike. Mm. Sorry.
You were
there
close.
You go. Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. sort of along the same lines.
Oh, for sure.
I guess. New music is on the way. Jordan Davis will be releasing a new EP called Buy Dirt. That's B-U-Y on May 21st. Also, Sam Hunt posted about him and a few other songwriters and stuff just sitting around and writing and doing a quick session and stuff like that. And he shared a bunch of those videos. So sounds like he might be working on new music. And as far as tours go, recently, Old Dominion and Brad Paisley separately announced their tour dates. Old Dominion kicks off in Oklahoma May 27th. Brad Paisley's I think it said like Gulf Coast or something, June 5th. But I did look at the dates and even looked online. It didn't look like any Nebraska dates so far. But I just wanted to give you the heads up because it's kind of nice to see tour dates coming out by not just, you know, a handful. They're starting to pop up a little more. So
it's fantastic.
We'll keep an eye on that for you. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
Next, with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you some good things, and already people are sending in their good things. You can send yours in Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and we will get it on the show.
When I wake up, wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Let's bring out some good things. And again, if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, or call in like Anna did. Good morning, Anna.
National Officers Week this week, and I just wanted to give a shout out to my coworkers and everybody working at St. Penn's and Worldwide. Let them know that I got their back and hope that they have a good week.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll be glad to pass it on. Thank you.
Anna, thank you.
So National Corrections Officers
Week. Yeah, Correctional Officers Week.
So a shout out from Anna Dawson.
Yeah, that was very nice.
What else is good?
Tell me something good.
Coryell?
Well, the Lincoln Children's Museum has reopened.
Oh, nice.
It reopened over the weekend, actually. But if you got the kiddos in the house and they've been driving you a little bit nuts about going back to the Lincoln Children's Museum, because it's been closed for like 5 months.
Right.
You can do that again, even at 75% capacity. You know, that it's fine. Plenty of children will be able to get through the doors and have fun. There's even new exhibits and stuff, like thanks to donors like the Arbor Day Foundation. There's a new exhibit there where you can like quite literally climb in trees and stuff like that, and experience woodworking and sights and sounds of nature. And there's a Husker photo booth, a new robot, a child-sized version of a Union Bank and Trust. So they've been making a little bit of upgrades in there too. So masks will be required for anyone over 5 years old, and there'll be lots of hand sanitizer stations available. And if you did have a membership, staff said that if you had a valid one before November of 2020, the museum will extend that cover for the next 5 months, like the 5 months that they were closed.
At least. Oh, good.
So,
okay.
So you can still use your membership.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, there was a couple moving in New York City. They live in a building where there was no elevator. You had to go up and down the stairs. They were on the top floor. It was like three stories. And they're moving, a younger couple. And they said, quote, some old guy with total dad vibes walked up and insisted on helping us move. They take a photo with him. They tweet it out. It's Woody Harrelson.
Yes. yes, I love it.
That's
it was so funny. And he was carrying that huge plant, right?
Yeah, and everybody...
It was like a tree.
Everybody started criticizing this woman because her plant was dead. Typical Twitter.
Yes, typical Twitter for sure.
But it's pretty phenomenal. Oh, Woody cool. was giving off some major dad vibes, that's for sure.
That's awesome. That's a good one.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is a continuation from yesterday, and may the 4th be with you. Disney has something I've wanted since like 1980.
Mm-hmm.
They have a real retractable lightsaber. Not anything with plastic, nothing like that.
Nothing that's going to cut off
prop blades.
Limbs.
It's a retractable light-up blade that extends out from the hilt of the saber.
Like an actual light.
Uh-huh.
Right, so like a legitimate lightsaber.
Right. Well, and there's another dude that made his own that actually cuts through metal and stuff, I kind of want that one.
Okay.
But this is pretty cool. We're getting closer and closer.
You would hurt yourself so quickly, JP.
You would.
Think I would?
JP, yes.
You'd fall down.
You would hurt yourself.
Cut your arm off.
On accident, of course.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on purpose.
You'd accidentally land on it in your pocket or something, and then the button would push in, and then all of a sudden you just got like a hole through your butt cheek or something.
He'd be trying to get underneath his normal jeans to his, cargo shorts.
His basketball shorts and then his cargo shorts.
Yeah, and to get the lightsaber and then cut his leg off on accident.
But good thing is, he's wearing that protective layer of the cargo short. Nothing will penetrate those.
That is true.
Thanks for making my good thing weird.
Well.
Here's what's next with the JP, Corey and Husker Nick show.
Oh, we just now made it weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Perfectly fine.
No, we'll look into crowdfunding a lightsaber for you, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Coming up, do you even work here?
I don't.
A TikTok that has gone viral. We'll get that story on the way. Kicks 96.9. Good morning.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
Sorry, there's just no way that we could keep you on.
I don't even really work here.
That's what makes this so difficult.
And that's what happened, actually, at a rental place to a TikTok guy.
Okay.
By the name of Diedrich Cahill. He was waiting to return a rental car at Enterprise for a while. And then after 15 minutes of the phone ringing unanswered, he decided he would do something about it. He's like, well, I feel real bad that the phone's just been ringing off the hook. And so Diedrich, while waiting, decides
answers?
To get... He gets behind the reception desk, and this is what happens.
Thank you for calling Enterprise. Let me go ahead and check. Hey, do you know if we have any minivans today?
I have no idea, man. Well, let me say no, because they got a shortage.
A shortage.
SUVs? Or anything mid-size? You know, it's hilarious. I don't even work here. The phone has just, there's no one in here, and the phone's been ringing for like 10 minutes. And there's a dude that was behind the desk, so I decided to answer the phone, and now I got him to work. He's actually going to check on this for you.
So this guy, there's an employee in there working, but not really working. The phone is ringing off the hook. And so Diedrich just decides to get behind the desk and answer the phone. And eventually, another employee comes back.
Who's that?
Just a customer.
Are you?
Huh?
Are you a customer too?
I am a customer too, yes.
Yeah, so the other employee comes back from lunch.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, who are you on the phone? Is customer? Are you?
Oh my
do you
God.
Work here? Like, no, I don't work here. I'm a customer
my
too.
My dad has answered the phone ringing at a Walmart before.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, actually, I'm not sure. I can't remember if it was Walmart or if it was an old school, if it was like the Shopko. Because I was really young. But I remember, it's like one of those things where they have the phones on like the pillars that go throughout the store. Like, per department.
Oh, okay.
And I just remember him answering it.
That's hilarious.
And be like, yeah, hold on.
So, not everyone would take it upon themselves to do free work at a business.
No.
The manager's the one who's like, who are you? He was pretty angry that he answered the phone for them.
Well, yeah. But also, no.
Right? I mean, he's just trying to help.
He could have.
Saw a need and filled the need.
If you, yeah, exactly. You if he really wanted to, he could have, like, messed that up hardcore, and he could have, like, let out a string of expletives and gave them very poor service and
right.
said his name was Husker Nick or whatever. But he didn't. He actually was trying to
he was
help
trying
that
to be helpful.
Person.
Yeah.
Apparently this was his downfall, though, because he says getting the manager mad at him was a mistake since the car he was returning had hail damage.
Yeah, he did not think that through.
No. So Enterprise has not commented on the situation or possibly hasn't even gotten a chance to return the call from people asking about it. So.
You know, that's a risky situation because, I mean, having worked in retail and things like that, too, here and
right.
there. I know that there are some situations where you make awkward eye contact with a customer and you know that they're pleading with you, like, can you just ring me out? Like, can you
yeah, just help me?
Hi, you're a body standing there. Can you
right.
please use this cash
right.
register and help me?
Right.
But I don't, like, I wouldn't have the clearance to or the know-how or anything
yeah.
like that.
Or
I'm
want
standing
to.
Up there to put out my own fire from my own department.
Yeah.
So if he did that would have made me extra mad because it would have been like, yo, I would have helped you. But I don't know what to do either. You know as much as I do.
Right. You guys are trying to figure it out.
You got
together.
A little lucky there.
So, well, that was a pretty bold move by
That was very bold.
Diedrich. But you know what? I mean, he saw a need, he's filling a need. That's kind
it
of
was,
a,
It was kind of funny, though.
Kind of a funny
it was,
story.
It was a good giggle.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
On the way, we'll get you what everybody's talking about, and then we'll also get into talking about Gabe and Bridget and their bedroom issue.
Oh,
with couples therapy. You're not going to want to miss it.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9. this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
Three. We don't know where it's going to land. It could land anywhere as far north as New York City and as far south as New Zealand. But anything in that band would be fair game.
Fair game. So officials are looking to the sky.
Fair game.
As part of the massive Chinese rocket is expected to land somewhere on the planet this week.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. This thing is 23 tons and I think this would be probably a very bad time for you if it landed on your property, much less yourself.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know most of it would probably break up, like, in the atmosphere, I suppose.
You'd hope.
But, yeah. Like, what? I mean, I don't know. It sounds so aggressive to launch a rocket and then be like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah. The base.
What about the base?
What about the rest of it? Oh, where does that go?
That's a good question. So we'll keep our eye on it, apparently, is what Jonathan McDowell, the astrophysicist at Harvard, says. Just watch it. It's not the end of days, but watch for a piece of rocket landing in your backyard or on your house.
When I read this, I was, and of course, without anyone getting obviously injured, I was just like, fingers crossed, Florida, 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 Florida.
Yeah, just land down there.
It was right there in that sweet spot.
Right. That's funny.
So watch for the sky to be falling, potentially.
Okay. I don't know how we missed this. Yesterday, but it was announced that the Husker football team has finalized its schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've added in the Fordham Rams to play us on September 4th.
That
people
kicks it all off.
People are super mad about this.
People are super mad about the Fordham Rams? Why?
Yeah, because they're an FCS school.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They're like below us, apparently. But they replaced an FCS school, so I don't see what the big deal is.
Right. So we'll open up the season August 28th in Illinois, and Fordham will be our first home game.
Oh, the first home game, that's right.
On September 4th, so be looking for some exciting news with Husker football and seeing what happens after what we saw.
What is that? That's Labor Day weekend.
Wow, cool.
Kind of a fun weekend to be around.
No kidding.
One!
And finally, it is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Get a chance to. It's any excuse to make a margarita. Kix Facebook page and tell us how you like your margarita.
Yeah, on the rocks, like me, or frozen, like Nick and JP.
And if you do that, you're instantly
double
qualified.
Double tequila.
You
like
are,
Nick.
Yeah, instantly double qualified tequila. For $100 to Cactus.
Down. Yeah.
So how are you going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo? We've got a hookup for you to Cactus for $100.
And that's a gift card. So I mean, you don't have to invite the whole neighborhood out just so you use
just
it.
Use
that
it
one
on yourself.
Time. You could be very selfish. Yes, use it.
Hopefully
for
they
yourself.
Have specials so you can really stretch out that hundo.
Oh yes,
they always have pretty good deals over there.
Make it go a long way.
All right, so get on there, Facebook KX969, and get in.
I'm gonna have to get a mango margarita now today.
Sounds good to
well,
me.
Well, yeah, or favorite. Five.
Or five.
Coming up next.
Yo!
This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, it's time for some couples therapy, and we need you to help us with what Gabe and Bridget have going on in the bedroom.
Are you sure we're invited?
They messaged us.
Okay.
So we have been invited into the bedroom of Gabe and Bridget, and we will sort that out next.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes up with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And today, it's a message we got from Gabe that wants our help with his girlfriend, Bridget. Good morning, Gabe. Hello, Gabe.
Hello. Gabe, are you there or did you get shy?
Oh, no. Girlfriend Bridget might have walked in.
Can you
in
hear
and
me,
said,
Bridget?
No!
I can hear you, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Gabe, okay.
Is the problem that Gabe doesn't listen to you and respond when you talk to him as you guys are sitting around the house?
I think he's scared.
Is that what the.
You know, he might be onto something.
Well.
He's just nervous.
Well, Bridget, would you mind, do you want her to give the rundown maybe?
Yeah, probably, since Gabe's not on the phone.
Hey, man, anytime there's a debate and you get to be the one who represents both sides,
we may have scared
it's a good
all.
Situation.
Okay.
Let her fight his battle. Let's do it.
Bridget, so what's going on between
What's happening with you and your boyfriend?
Oh, what's up?
Okay. I mean, I think it's totally silly, but, you know, I mean, he's the one who wants to talk about it. So I have an old Nirvana t-shirt that I love. I wear it, like, all the time. Like, I wear it to bed. I wear it to do laundry and have an errand, like whatever.
I would live in a Nirvana t-shirt. So are you talking, hold on, but is this like a Hot Topic cop out or is this like a like an actual
band tee? It's like the real thing.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Girl, guard that with your life.
Like a 30-year-old t-shirt.
Guard that with your life.
Exactly. Nice.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And thing about it is it belonged to my ex-boyfriend. And and I still wear it.
You stole a 30-year-old t-shirt from this poor guy?
Dude, I feel bad for the guy, honestly. He's
I'd
probably
so
wondering
mad.
Where it is.
Probably with
I
the
know,
concert.
I'd be furious.
Yeah, so, you know, it was one of the things that I kept, you know, and I mean, I've had it since we were in high school, and I wear it all the time. Gabe hates it. Like, he's so annoyed, and I think it's mainly because he was, you know, jealous. Like, we all went to the same, we all know each other, you know?
Okay, gotcha.
That's weird.
Oh, so your boyfriend, so Gabe doesn't like your ex.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Like, my ex was big sports stuff, you know, he played baseball.
Okay.
He played football.
So he was a beefcake, kind of.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, he was the best at everything, and, you know, he was just like a popular guy around campus. And
Right.
Gabe can't stand him. Can't stand him still, and something about the shirt, like, reminds him of it all.
Okay.
And he thinks it's, like, disrespectful that I wear, but I'm just like, come on, it's a high school, like, we're together now, like, I haven't even talked or seen my ex.
Well, yeah, and it's like, and it's not like it probably meant a whole lot. Well, maybe it did, but it's like, the fact that you have any access to a Nirvana, an actual Nirvana t-shirt from that era.
I don't know, dude.
Is absolutely awesome and insane. I would be proud to wear it as well. Like, what do you mean?
I'd be annoyed if I was him.
You would be, Nick?
Yeah, I would be.
Okay.
Like, I'd be like, man, your ex-boyfriends, you know, we're together. It'd be weird to me.
But okay, so Bridget, do you wear it because you still have feelings for Beefcake boyfriend?
Beefcake, no, absolutely not. No feelings.
See?
I just like to wear it because it's super, like, nostalgic. It's comfy.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice and broken in. And
heck yeah, it's probably,
you know, fit into something that I had from high school, like that, you know.
Yeah, hey,
validation.
Big deal.
Yeah. There is zero chance I'm wearing anything from high school.
He's not here to defend himself, obviously, because he's gone. But if it annoys him, it's weird that you keep wearing it. That's just my thought.
Okay.
I have to say, I feel like, I don't know, you can back me up, but like, I feel like every girl has like that like cozy, like hoodie or t-shirt.
I have clothing from exes too that are just comfortable.
Exactly.
And do you wear them just at the house then, or do you wear them out?
I guess I don't really wear it. I don't really wear it around my boyfriend as much, just because, like, I don't know. I guess it would be a little weird.
Right.
But I think it's different because they're like, it's like an old ratty t-shirt. This is a Nirvana. This is a classic. This thing will give you like street cred, honestly. Like, how are you going to tell her to not wear it? That's so cool.
Well,
I know.
I've got a potential scenario that may change the minds, but I want to go to the listeners first and see what they think.
Yeah, go to Facebook.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So we go to the phones and Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What side are you on? Are you team Bridget, Gabe is overreacting and I'm going to still wear the shirt, or I still should be able to wear the shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you team Gabe, thinks he shouldn't have to look at her ex's shirt while laying next to her and needs her to stop wearing that shirt?
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay.
466-9696 to be a part of Couples Therapy. Or Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday. And the issue is between, well, Gabe and Bridget, but
well,
Gabe bailed on us, so
Gabe bailed. You know, and so it's not totally fair because we don't have his side of the story. But, you know, it's like, you had your chance, dude. I don't know.
So basically the question is, for Gabe, it's not a fan of Bridget's ex's t-shirt that she wears a lot.
But it's a Nirvana a classic.
Classic Nirvana t-shirt. And Team Gabe, stop wearing it. Team Bridget, keep wearing it. What are people saying on socials?
Well, Jamie says, quote, she should be able to wear the shirt and he should be okay with it because she's with him now. But she needs to stop talking about the ex-boyfriend so much. Makes it sound like there's unresolved feelings.
Right.
Do you talk about the boyfriend too?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But, okay.
Like, he just gives me a hard time, you know, and kind of like that last caller said, you know, I get the eye, the stink eye.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Randy.
But no, there's no talk of him.
Randy's comment is interesting. It says, since it's a classic, maybe just store it away so you have it, but not wear it. If you were married, I'd say it's okay to wear it. So maybe the difference is, like, you know that you.
Linked.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Nadia
is it even that? Like, I kind of think it's just annoying. Like, it's like, man, you know, favorite t-shirt was one you took from your ex-boyfriend. It just annoys him.
In his defense, too, since Gabe, I for whatever reason, whether or not he got cold feet or not, whatever. But, I mean, just knowing that he apparently didn't like your ex for whatever reason, I mean, knowing that he wasn't like a huge fan of him to begin with, I can see why he's extra annoying. It might be like, I don't know, misplaced jealousy or something. But
hi, Kicks.
I don't know. I just think it's funny.
Hi.
You know,
hey, I want to make a comment about it, Bridget, because I think that there should be a trust there. And if you can't trust that it's just a shirt,
you should
be able to wear it.
Okay. Thank you.
I will say if it's a trust thing, that's weird. Like, he needs to get over that.
Okay.
I mean, well, again, we're just guessing.
Yeah,
but
we're guessing.
If it's a trust thing, that's weird.
Hi, Kicks.
Hey, I'm on Gabe's side. I agree with Nick 100%. If he's uncomfortable with it, it's kind of weird that she's still wearing it.
I'm glad he paused right there at the end of the thing where he said, I trust Nick 100%, because now I can save that piece for you. For
yeah,
the future, Nick.
So you can play back.
Yeah, just whenever.
At your discretion to help you out.
Facebook and Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696. Are you Team Gabe, stop wearing it, or Team Bridget, keep wearing it?
Twitter
it's just a shirt.
A lot of Team Gabe.
We'll get
so
more
far.
Of your comments coming up.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
It's a couples therapy Wednesday. Get all the buttons here. Make sure we got everything covered. And the issue between Gabe and Bridget, and it involves Nirvana in a way. Because, I mean, you got a collectible t-shirt from this group. I mean, you wear that proudly, right? Except Gabe is not a fan of it. He hates that Bridget wears her Nirvana t-shirt because it belonged to her beefcake ex-boyfriend who was a big-time baseball player in high school. Everybody knows everybody from high school.
Big-time guy. Hey, and I'm a so big, cool guy.
The issue is with Gabe, he's like, he doesn't think she needs to be wearing that because it was a thing between them, and she needs to stop wearing it.
I feel like
Gabe also happens to not like the ex, too.
Right.
There's two directions to go here. Either we go, well, emotionally, he's not happy with her wearing the shirt. We should change it. Or we sit here and say, quit being soft. It's fine.
Right.
She's not going to leave you.
She's not going anywhere.
So you can pick whichever one you want to roll with.
Hi, Kicks. Good morning. What side are you on?
Well, I dated my boyfriend for like 13 years.
Okay.
And when we broke up, we had ridden Harleys. And I had all this Harley shirts, hoodies, boots, earrings, all that. And I sold it because my new boyfriend, when I would wear it, I would get that look.
Oh, you get the stink eye?
He never said anything. But
you just knew.
Instead, yeah.
So instead, I just hang out with my ex-boyfriend now and have a beer every once in a while. So now I just get the tone.
Right?
I like this comment from Trevor on Facebook. Team Bridget, my wife still has a blanket that her ex-boyfriend made for her. Heck, I even use the blanket from time to time. There you go. Natalie says, I mean, in the end, what's more important, a t-shirt or a relationship that could last a lifetime?
That's valid, too. Ooh. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I am on Team Gabe and Bridget, kind of. I want to know what her side would be if he had some from his ex that he still wore.
Oh, okay.
What she would think about it.
What would you think about it? Bridget,
with mine?
Yeah.
She would be mad.
Bridget, what would you think about Gabe wearing something of an ex's?
Well, I mean, I'm not, like, super jealous like that. And I feel like if it's a shirt that, you know, it's just comfortable and it's a cool shirt, like, come on, this isn't just any shirt.
Right.
So, you know, if it's like, oh, my God, like, I don't know, like, I think I'd be cool with it. Like, we're together. It was so long ago, you know? It's just like, get over it.
It's in the past.
Yeah.
Hi, Kix.
I happen to be on the ladies' side. I think that she should be able to wear the shirt. But if the guy was smart, he would buy her a new Nirvana shirt that's even cooler than the one that she's got.
Oh, like a collector's item.
Oh, that's
item
a good idea. There you go.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
Pack the old one away because that's old news. The new one improved. There's nothing better than that. And Nirvana's badass.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Exactly. All right. What, anything extra spicy
on? Well, I'm just watching some the Twitter poll kind of, it hasn't evened out even yet, but it's dwindled back just a little bit. So for Team Gabe, she should stop wearing it, 68%.
Wow. Okay.
Team Bridget, keep wearing it, 31%.
Interesting.
So the only thing I could think of is maybe if it bothers him that much, and obviously, like, you care about the other person's feelings, maybe ask if there's, like, a middle ground where, like, maybe the rule is you don't wear it to bed, or, like, you don't wear it to bed, or you just wear it on your own time, like, with your friends out or something like that, or I don't know.
The hardest part about this, and this is why it's such a crazy question, because I think I know you well enough, Coriel. If you had, like, a Garth Brooks, the dance shirt from the early 90s that you got from an ex-boyfriend that Jackson hates, you wouldn't wear that around Jackson.
I would, but he'd be upset.
I know. So you would just, you'd just be like, screw it, he's mad, who cares?
I guess.
I don't think you would do it. I think you would be nicer to him than that.
I mean, I guess maybe. Or I'd at least make the middle ground where, like, I just don't wear it around him.
To me,
I just
think
it's so stupid.
It annoys
him. It's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a t-shirt.
No, I agree. I agree with you. The key, I think, is that it annoys him.
Yeah.
And you're openly just like, yeah, I know this makes you mad, but here I am.
Well, here's another one, though.
What about
jewelry? Like, you help it design your engagement ring or a wedding ring?
If it was jewelry, no. Because I feel like that's given to you with intention of, like romantic intention.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's so personal. Hey.
And she swiped this shirt. Like, she stole it. It's not like he gave it to her, like, wear this coveted piece of clothing. She jacked this thing from her ex. If anything, it's funny.
That's
right. He's probably still looking for it.
I hope
probably.
So.
Well,
I don't know. I think the only way around it is, honestly, as much as I hate to say it, Bridget, it's his feelings. If it really does hurt his feelings that bad, I think either
otherwise
you
gotta
stop. You either gotta stop wearing it, I guess, or try fight
or
like hell
him.
For that middle ground.
No,
where
no.
You can just wear it. When
dump
he's
him
not
a
around.
Picture. You steal his best shirt on the way out. Too. That'd be my. That's my official
she's
suggestion.
She's got a closet full
just
with, like, a big lock on it.
There's a Foo Fighters t-shirt that he has that I want.
The new boyfriend, she's like, that is the forbidden closet. You must not open.
Right.
Well, Bridget.
No, I think, you know, I might be able to, like, you know, maybe settle or compromise and, you know, not wear it to bed.
Yeah.
Know,
yeah.
Start there, you know. Well, maybe not one extreme to another, but see if, you can meet that middle ground.
Well, Bridget, we appreciate you sticking around. I'm sorry that Gabe didn't.
Yeah, of course.
Don't give him too much crap for not being on.
And call back with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have round two of couples.
There you go. All right. Well, Bridget, thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you. Right,
good luck, Bridget.
Thanks. And if you need our help with any couples issues.
Wake Up Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
We don't know where it's going to land. It could land anywhere as far north as New York City and as far south as New Zealand. But anything in that band would be fair game.
So, we talked about it earlier in trending that China pulled off a successful launch of the first module. What will eventually be the first permanent Chinese space station last
week. Yeah, big old rocket ship.
But there's an issue, though, that the Long March 5B rocket and that module detached from is not under any kind of control and expected to crash back to Earth somewhere.
Okay, so basically the rocket gets launched and then like the bottom, like the base of it is now free-falling towards us.
Yeah. Yes.
23 tons. Coming and expected to fall in the coming days, and experts are trying to predict where it's landing.
Right. I've seen now that the money is on the ocean.
Well, that's good. Hope.
Which is nice.
The vast majority of our planet is water, so there's a chance.
Right. I was commenting on a TikTok video about it, and I said, fingers crossed, Florida, 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 Florida. Obviously,
we got a few votes
hurt,
for California coming in, too.
Some Californias in there as well. But
into the ocean.
You could also... you could probably let it hit somewhere in western Nebraska where nobody is, no cattle or livestock or anything's injured, just so that we can now turn it into like a monument of sorts, just to bring people here. It's like a tourism thing.
We'd do something with it.
It's a tourism thing. Yeah, we could definitely find a way to spin that. But believe it or not, although it's very Donnie Darko-esque, it's actually real. And there are a couple other things that have fallen from the sky.
Oh,
that are real as well.
Really? Like what you got?
Golf balls, but not just like one singular one.
Every once in a while, you get underneath that thing and it flies up in the air and then you don't know where it goes.
I about reamed out two guys on the seventh hole.
I believe that.
Ball almost hit me right in the head.
But literally, like dozens of golf balls started hailing down from the sky in Punta Gorda, Florida in 1969. No local golf courses were missing any balls. Like there was no, there was basically no explanation for it other than it's theorized that a water spout scooped up the golf balls that had been hit into the water by like errant golfers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they think a water spout basically picked up the golf balls in the ocean. And like brought him on land.
Dumped them.
Which would be terrifying to all of a sudden. Like one is already bad enough. Four, but like literally dozens starting to rain down upon you in your vehicles. Like that would hurt. God. That could knock you out.
Easily.
Easily.
Wow.
There's also like frogs. Frogs.
Wait, raining frogs?
Yes. Yeah. And again, it's the victim of water spouts. I mean, literally, if you live anywhere near like the ocean and bodies of water like that, where a water spout could come
fish
about.
Fish have been known to come flying out of the sky.
Iguanas even.
Oh boy.
Iguanas have fallen. Spiders, which is absolutely disgusting. And that sounds like a nightmare in real life.
Right.
But that is wild. And then recently too, remember there was it was very, very unfortunate, but there were pieces of a plane that started landing in people's like front yards, backyards.
Yeah.
It was real life Donnie Darko, and that was absolutely insane.
That's
what do you call it? The jet engine or the what are the things on the side that go foom, 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 foom?
The engines.
Engines, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I felt like, when I think of an engine, I think of like a car engine. I don't know. It just looks like a big fan.
Yeah.
Anyways, the things that go foom, 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 on the wings of the plane. So the engines.
Can I rain down some random knowledge on you guys?
Yes.
Rain it down.
Punta Gorda is fat tip in Spanish. Fat Tip Florida.
Fat Tip Florida, you know?
They should rename it.
You shouldn't expect, you should expect dozens of golf balls to rain down on you at Fat Tip Florida. It just makes a lot of sense somehow.
Something new every
somehow it does.
That's called raining knowledge down upon you.
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh.
Did you want to try and see if anybody else has been hit in the head by something that had fallen from the sky?
Well, sure. I don't want to know if you've been injured. Well, sure, I guess. I don't know if you've been
Jimmy
injured and survived
the page.
It.
Jimmy was in Florida and an iguana fell out of a tree and hit him.
Ooh, that happens.
Because it gets so cold, they freeze up.
Oh, they freeze.
They freeze up, and it fell and hit him right in the head.
Oh, my God.
I was in the middle of Costa Rica in a rainforest, and I got hit in the head with a Coke can. And when I looked up, there was this stupid monkey up in the tree, and it threw a Coke can at me.
Oh my God!
Like,
well,
had
then,
been
yeah.
hoarding trash up in the tree, and would throw it at people as they walked by.
Yeah, it's his defense mechanism.
I guess.
Let's throw
okay,
it out there.
Okay, apparently
see what we
there's
get.
Plenty of stories.
We'll throw
let's
it up
go.
There and see what falls.
Yeah.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
466-9696. You can let us know Facebook or Twitter KX969. What fell out of the sky and hit you, or got close to hitting God. You? Dylan has a really gross one coming up. We'll get that one in yours. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kicks 96.9.
Follow me. Follow me to freedom.
It is a big deal when a country takes over land that belongs to another country.
Yes.
But
yes,
so far, the latest quote-unquote invasion is causing a lot of good-natured laughter in Belgium.
Okay.
As a local history buff was walking in the forest at the border of the Belgium and France border, when he noticed the official marker stone for the border had been moved.
To where?
About 7.5 feet into French territory.
Uh-oh.
And so how did it move? Like, what is going on right now?
Okay.
Whoa, is this like a Stonehenge thing?
Well, according to the BBC, a farmer was annoyed that the stone was in the way of his tractor.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he just moved it.
So he just moved the marker?
A landmark between the border of Belgium and France. So he moved the border of Belgium and France.
That's a lot of power.
For one man to wield. A cool feeling.
Yeah. I'm going to completely change the landscape of another country.
You can't do that.
No. Well, the mayors,
apparently you can.
The mayors of the cities on either side of the border are having fun with the situation, with the mayor of the village just over the French border at the spot saying they should be able to avoid a new border war. I mean, did they really use a rock to tell exactly where French and Belgium border met?
Well, I guess. Is it chiseled into? Like, does it say stuff on the rock even?
Let me look here and see.
This is Europe. They've been fighting over these borders for like thousands of years.
It has it's a squared shape, and it has an N on one side. It has 1816 on another side that you can see in the photo. So it's an official marker.
In my heart, that thing was there for, 200 years?
Right.
For some random farmer just to walk up and go, no.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this, he says.
The Belgian authorities are planning to contact the farmer to ask him to put the stone back where he moved it from. If he doesn't, the case could end up at the Belgian Foreign Ministry.
Yes.
Which would have to summon a Franco-Belgian border commission for the first time since 1930.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm hoping this poor farmer just literally had a long day.
Right.
Didn't really inspect. And was this is big, dumb rock. Big, dumb rock. I'm sick of saying it.
In my heart, he was in his tractor, driving along. Didn't even know what he did. He's just sitting there going, she thinks my tractor's sexy.
I wonder what that was.
And he's like, dunk, dunk.
Yeah.
What was that?
It really turns around. That, or he's like, who's going to notice a 7-foot difference?
Yeah.
Also, what a snitch and what a nerd. To go there and be like, actually, this is...
Listen,
it's a history buff just walking in the forest.
This is 7
he was
and
just doing a report.
Coriel, people in France are very sensitive about that border with Belgium, okay? There's a little history there with a few different world wars.
Well, I know.
They're like, we're not giving that back. We want that land.
I guess.
That's hilarious. So there you go, some history to start your day.
Coming up. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Or like he's got one of those irrigation pivots and it keeps getting caught on the rock.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm just going to move the thing. I'm tired of having to move my irrigation pivot. That happens too.
Takes history into his own hands.
Right. Coming up, the nitty gritty for Music City. And more Eric Church tickets on the way too.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Ends up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
But in a different way.
That song. I love it. It'll never get old.
It's kind of triggering, isn't it? But we were asking you about the great things about your mom as a way to celebrate moms ahead of Mother's Day.
Yeah. We asked you, what made your mom the greatest? Why is she specifically the greatest mom of all time? So this week, we will tell you a few shout-outs and whatnot. Michaela commented. She said, she's always there for me and my kids. She loves us so much. I love the bond she shares with my kids, and tagged her. So from Michaela to Donna,
that's
you are the
awesome.
Greatest mom in Michaela's aww, eyes.
That's so sweet.
Let's see. Oh, Yolanda, I love this too. She said, I didn't have a mom growing up. I met her much later. But I had three aunts and a grandmother that taught me everything. So they played aww, mom, which was really great.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah. And Jen, Jen's, let's see, Drake is her, I believe, husband, maybe, or like a grand, let's see, grandfather maybe can tell you how badass his mom is. Someone in the family she tagged. So okay, apparently this woman has a really wild story. And also Whitney says, when my parents are home for the summer from California, my mom likes to run errands for me. Not just, not with her, but for
like,
her.
What can I do for you today?
What can I do? How can I do things
mom's
to make her
going
life
to bat for her. That's
so much
funny,
easier? Allison that's says, awesome, what makes her mom great? Everything. Always my mom, forever my friend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, it's so cutie. And if you're thinking about getting your mom like flowers for Mother's Day, you are among 45% of people
okay,
that will probably do so. 36% getting a card or some sign, some sort of acknowledgement.
Right.
For your mother that's doing
take
a great
to
job.
Dinner. That's what I like to do. Brunch
right,
and dinner.
But turns out, oh yeah, brunch is a big one. Mm-hmm. But turns out actually what your mom really wants is sleep, a clean house,
okay,
an acknowledgement that she's doing a stellar job. And then also like delivered breakfast, lunch, brunch, or dinner. So you're
okay,
not far off on the brunch
far,
at all. At
okay.
All. So yeah, if you're thinking about what your mom truly wants, you may just leave her alone if she needs sleep.
If she just wants to be left alone and sleep in, then that's a definite good thing.
But
to
yeah,
give mom,
brunch is a good I think middle ground there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Right. So if you'd like to do a shout out to your mom or a mom in your life, you can do that on Facebook KX969.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
This is one of my favorite songs ever.
It is today.
It's from the movie Desperado with Antonio Banderas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Cinco de Mayo is today. So we want to celebrate by giving you a $100 gift card to Cactus for your celebration.
That can go a really long way.
Yeah, it sure could.
Like extra, extra long way.
So all you have to do is go on our Facebook page and let us know what kind of margarita you like.
On the rocks.
Or blended.
I said on the rocks because that's my choice.
Well, I was saying both choices.
But there's only one choice.
Blended.
On the rocks.
It's
on the rocks is the only
Oscar
choice.
Nick agreed with me, so it's 2 out of 3. Sorry, you lose.
I mean, I've had a blended marg, and I don't hate them. I mean, tequila's tequila, but
right.
I think it should just be on the rocks.
I think you.
There should be salt. Or
I
on
will
the rim.
Defend on the rocks because I think you get more beverage and less ice.
Maybe. I guess maybe it might be a little stronger in that way.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like you can get more out of it to celebrate your Cinco de Mayo, which, again, not Mexican Independence Day.
Not Mexican Independence Day. And I willingly admitted it earlier that, like, up until a couple of years ago, I truly, like, I thought that's what that was.
Yeah.
You know, as ignorant as that is, but it's true. I really honestly did. And I thought that I knew I was right. Mm-hmm. Like, I really did. This was years ago. But so if you are in the 10% of people that still think that Cinco de Mayo is to celebrate Mexico's independence, that's not true. It's
false.
Just the
yep,
the victory over the Battle of Puebla, May 5th, 1862, it was the victory over the French. So it's a big day in that way. But what's really strange is actually Cinco de Mayo is primarily, it's like celebrated here in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's not even celebrated in Mexico.
No, it's not.
You know, it's more or less like it's more or less a celebration of like Mexican American culture, mm-hmm, you know, versus what the actual significance of that date was back in, you know, 1862. So it's interesting. But if you honestly are willing to open your brain about it, look it up, learn a little bit more about it, and support some local cuisine.
For sure. Do that. Whether it be foods or margs or Mexican beer, whatever it may be.
Yeah, Mexican beer. Don't sleep on it.
A little cervezas.
Sometimes they gotta. Sometimes it's not. I don't know. It's a questionable taste every once in a while. But you throw a lime in that,
makes it all better.
Oh God!
Go win yourself some cactus at KX969 on Facebook. Our one big thing is tickets to a very, very big show.
Kix
96.9. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have been waiting for is finally here.
Today, for the Kix Country Concert Comeback Tour for this show, we've got Eric Church tickets.
Eric Church!
Very nice. So, if you'd like to go, we are going to give caller number 12.
Yeah, we're spicing it up.
To give our friends on online a chance to pop in here and do this.
Yeah.
So, caller number 12, 466-9696, you're going to go see Eric Church live, part of the Kix Country Concert Comeback Tour.
You did it!
Whew, I had to take a big pause there. We got through it. So, 466-9696, caller number 12, we'll hook up with tickets. Have a great rest of your day. If you missed any today, including Couples Therapy, you can catch it on our podcast at KZKX.com. Tomorrow, we'll be back with Datum or Dump'Em, trying to help Cam with his girlfriend, question mark. We'll give you a chance to play JP Makes' Guess and more. But right now, call number 12. Eric Church tickets are yours at 466-9696. See ya.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
They keep me laughing, and they play the best music.
Kix 96.